comes the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning. This is the Monday Morning Huddle with D2 Media Team. We are the D2s, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin. We are a media agency specializing in traditional and digital media to grow businesses with strategy. And each week we host a special guest to talk about their business, tell us their story, give our listeners some thoughtful and helpful tips to market your business. And this week we have Nicole.
Hi. Nicole, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And it's Kazmer, right? We're saying it correct. Nicole Kazmer.
Yes. Nicole Kazmer.
So let me just give everyone a quick bio about you, and then we'd love to hear about your journey. So Nicole Kazmer is the owner and founder of Brand 52, a social media agency that coins itself on posts and personality. She started the company less than a year ago as a side hustle, grew it into a full-time business. Brand 52 stemmed from the knowledge she gained as a creator of her own personal Instagram account, Hello Yoga Girl, which has turned into a six-figure business solely from using social media as her marketing platform for fun yoga events across the country. So I love your background. So you definitely,
great story.
You definitely need to tell our listeners, you know, your journey. Like, how did you get here?
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a crazy fun road for sure. And the best part is that I get to literally do my passion every single day. A little background of kind of how I got started and where I'm from. I am born and raised in Rochester, New York. I still live in Webster. I studied my undergrad at UB. I was in finance. And then once I graduated, I quickly signed up and I got my MBA at the Simon School of Business.
Great.
That all happened real fast. I mean, I graduated when I had just turned 23. And being the youngest person getting your MBA, if anyone's out there, like, they know that you have zero experience and you're like, what the heck am I getting myself into? So I was working full time. I had worked in finance at the time and I was getting my MBA at the same time. Once I finished, I had a graduate degree in MBA in finance and in marketing. And I was like, I'm ready to try something new. So I actually left my job in finance. I had moved. I had an opportunity to move to Sydney, Australia, actually.
Wow.
And while I was there, I was definitely looking for jobs in the corporate world. I also had a part-time job in a restaurant that was in my apartment building just to pay the bills while I was there. Wow. And I had the days open, so I was like, I'm going to go to school to be a yoga teacher. And I remember calling home. I'm 25 at the time. And I'm like, I'm going to spend $4,000 and become a yoga teacher now.
From MBA, like, yoga teacher. I love it.
They're like, oh my gosh, like, you just spent almost $100,000 at U of R and you're going to go do this. Like, but hey, it worked out for me.
Yep.
So that was awesome. Finished being a yoga teacher. I had moved home back to Rochester after a year living in Sydney, Australia. And I was kind of dabbling for jobs, looking. I would have an amazing alumni community at U of R. And I remember I had a meeting set up with somebody for another job in finance. And I was on my way there and I just like pulled the trigger and I'm like, I can't meet you. I remember we were going to meet for a drink for happy hour to discuss job opportunities. I'm like, not going back. Like, I'm going to do something on my own. So okay. I was still living home. I had just moved home with mom, picked up a job at a local restaurant, like first time waitressing ever, like ever. And one thing I learned there is that connecting with people and building that relationship and just having an open conversation and making the other person feel good is like the best way to run a business, right? I mean, whether you're waitressing and working for your tips or running a full-time business and having to pay employees, like the customer is everything.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't there long. I was building up my yoga teaching class at the same time. I can fast forward a little bit, but after putting all really cool photos of yoga on Instagram, I had started a Instagram called Hello Yoga Girl. Still around. It should probably be called Hello Yoga Mom now, because I do a lot more than my yoga poses. But since then, that was 5 going on 6 years, I have created a business called Hike Yoga, which is a hiking and yoga class. All of our tickets are sold on Facebook and marketed on Instagram. We lead large yoga festivals across the country called the New York State Yoga Festival, the Cleveland, Ohio Yoga Festival. We've been to Colorado, DC, all across the East Coast. And it's all come from posting on social media. And when I post on social media, it's not selling, selling, selling. It's just infusing my personality, my lifestyle, inspirational things out there, and people gravitate towards it. So a couple of people have approached me along this path saying, do you manage other social media accounts? Because at the time I was leading a workshop called Branding Your Passion with a good friend of mine, who also has an Instagram. Her name is Lynn Phillips. And people would come up and they say, do you do any more management? This coaching is great. So I took on a couple of clients. My first client was a restaurant 5 years ago. And since then, just word of mouth and building up the brand and having it as like the side hustle to larger events with yoga. I've had the opportunity to take a step back. It's kind of crazy that COVID was a like blessing, and just, it wasn't for a blessing for anybody, but I should say business-wise, yes, my events for in the yoga world have slowed down, and I have now made our social media business official, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And the past, I would say, 8 months, it's really taken off like crazy.
That's so great.
So that's my story on how the social media business Brand 52 has started. 52 was always my lucky number, but I would say that there's 52 weeks in a year, and you should be posting and marketing your business every single day, regardless of what's going on. So that's where we are today, and I'm excited that I can talk to you guys today and share some things that I've learned along the way.
Yeah, and I think that everyone should know that you have recently started doing D2 Media. Yes. Social media.
Yes.
So we put our money where our mouth is. So one of the questions we had were, a lot of companies try to do their own social media. They have everything in-house. When you're seeing this, like, what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see businesses making when they're doing their own social media?
So I would say right off the bat is consistency, where the first thing you do when you hear about a business, for me at least, I go to their Instagram page. Always. It's just so easy. Like, everyone has an Instagram app on their phone. They just go, they're looking for a review or something, and you go there and it's like, well, they haven't posted since 3 months ago. Okay. Or I look at their first page that you see, and nothing's on brand, where, you know, you go to a website and everything looks beautiful and on brand. Right. You go to the brick and mortar and everything seems to have some consistency. And then the second you open up their Instagram or their Facebook page, you're like, is this the right brand? Like, is this real? So yeah. I would say consistency is one thing that is often lacking. And next to kind of going hand in hand with that consistency is planning, where the business owner's job is to run their business. Like, Instagram and Facebook is the last thing that they think of, where the planning might just come, oh, this looks good, let me take a picture and throw it up. And planning is so important, because what are your marketing campaigns this month? What's working and what doesn't work? Who's your target audience? Yep. What hashtags are you using? How are you communicating what you're posting out into the world of social media that everybody's on right now?
Right. I think those are all great points. Consistency, branding, make sure that things are on brand, planning, and how are you communicating and what are you communicating?
Right. And the communication, it's like, you know, you'll think, oh, it's just another platform to sell. And sure, absolutely it is. Like, that's why we're all on there. Right. But it's not about 20% today, $10 off tomorrow, or come in for a free taco. Like, having that is going to overexhaust your viewers, and they just want education and value added. And yeah, that's how we can help mix it up a little bit more and add a little personality behind it, so that people actually want to follow you for like through and through, regardless if it's a sale or something that they can learn or laugh about. Right.
Right. I love that. I think it's great.
Right. So, you know, I guess, what are the 3 tips we could give people to improve their social media? Sounds like we might have hit on them. So,
well, that they can do themselves.
So for things that they can do themselves is, one, educate. So again, put the selling aside and tell your audience what you're doing. Like, who's behind the scenes? What does your product or service actually do? Like, why do people want to use you? And then once they've used you, how can they take care of the window they just bought for you or continue to eat healthy from that salad they just bought from you? So just educate them is very important. Engage. So you can throw something up there, but don't forget about it. You want to comment back, you want to like, you want to follow like accounts so that people can show that, see that there's an actual person behind the brand, because people buy from people.
Yeah.
People are buying from anybody else but people, right? Like, that's why you hire a sales force, and you want to see a personality behind that. So educate, engage. And then I think events are huge, and people kind of get scared about that word events right now, given the time we're in.
Right.
There's so many different kinds of events. Like, take that community that you have built off of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and turn it into an actual gathering. These people want to meet you in real life. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a webinar right now, or maybe that's a luncheon, or maybe that's a happy hour where everyone just gets together. There's a collaborate with another local business.
During the worst of COVID.
Bingo was like my favorite go-to COVID virtual thing.
Yeah, you did Zoom. How did that work?
So you get virtual bingo cards that are sent out to all the participants, and you have a caller, so you'll call your numbers. And I send the winners their prizes. I personally love bingo regardless of it is the best, to the point where I had to buy 2 Zoom accounts because I maxed out the participants on my Zoom accounts.
Oh, wow.
So I had 2 Zooms going, and I decorated my whole backdrop as a bingo place. I had a bingo hat.
Oh my God.
And I make sure that everyone has their video on. Like, we miss faces right now, and that's the best part. Like, encourage people to turn their video on. Encourage people to smile and engage with everyone else that's going there, because that's half the reason why we're trying to get everyone together again. We miss people.
Yeah.
So it's a blast.
That's a great idea. An extra tip there.
That's so right. So our last question is, why use Brand 52? What is the value of using a social media company versus trying to do it on your own?
So Brand 52 is awesome to use, as well as
we agree. We agree.
I would say that first of all, Brand 52, we put a personality behind it. So it's not just like a sentence that's ties to a caption and we put it out the door. Like, you need to have some sort of entertainment there. Yep. Again, people follow people. So other things too, it's like, I just want to take away like the pain points for these companies. When I ask them, hey, what are your pain points and why are we even on this discovery call? And it's 99% of the time is that they just don't have the time to post, right? Like, a business owner is worried about a million other things.
Sure.
And our job is to take that off of their plate, help them, sit down with them, strategize. What do we have going on? What are your products? Let's get it out there. And we'll do all of that for you. You don't have to hire anybody. Hiring someone, as we all know, has a lot of work and energy that goes into it.
And you have to manage them.
They're expensive. There's a lot, right? Yeah. So we take that off of your plate. And second, we have a very professional photography team. I know you guys have met AJ. Amazing. But you need to get professional imagery, right? Like, that is how people see you. And we have the team to do that, to capture with either what's going on behind the scenes, what your product is, what your services, and then get it out and put a really good caption to it. So you don't have to worry about anything, right? Like, we're going to take care of all of that for you. We'll engage with everybody. We'll send you reports to see how everything's working, and then we'll revisit it. And, you know, there is times when you'll revisit and be like, what's going on next month? Should we share this again? Rather than, I always hear like, oh, my nephew's running it, and whenever he's here bussing the tables on Saturdays, he'll post. Like, there's zero consistency there. There's zero planning, and there's no management when your clocks are off. So we're on it when you guys are doing everything else you need to do.
Yeah. Well, Nicole, we love you, and we love AJ, and we think you guys are the best.
Thank you. I feel like we have just created a really great relationship these past couple months, and we are beyond grateful to have met the two of you. Yeah. I know that you have a huge success happening now and in the future, so excited to be here with you.
Thank you so much. Anything else that we should have asked you? I mean, any other tips? I think we hit on a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Tips.
Yeah. I just think that right now, the trends that are happening, everyone is on social media right now.
Right.
Since what's going on, there was an uptick of 67% increase of people on social media more.
Wow.
People are dying to just see other people and see what's going on and connect on their phone.
So
what's that?
Said you can't travel really, so this is your way, of getting an escape of some sort.
Right, so they're using like their phone as a piece of education and entertainment. So
for sure,
I would say that's huge. And I read that stat when I was on a webinar the other day with one of our clients, Hallandale. Actually, I was on one of their webinars.
Hallandale Dermatology. Yes.
Yep. So I was like, wow, like that's a great number.
Yeah, it is a great number. Right. Nicole, thank you so much. You have been an amazing guest. We knew you would be.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Joining us, and thank our listeners. So this is the Monday Marketing Huddle. We'll be back next Monday with more people to talk about how to improve people's marketing. But if you need to get a hold of us, you can reach us at d2media.com, d2-media.com. And we can also connect you with Nicole if you're looking for help with social.
Yes.
So thanks for tuning in. And thanks Nicole.
Have a good one.